Welcome to Reality Student Ministries, and thanks for listening. We are all about learning how to live this life to the fullest, getting the most out of every day. For information on upcoming events, sermon series, and ways to connect, be sure to check us out online at reality.painesvilleag.com, as well as like our Facebook page at RSM. Now here's today's message.
We started a series couple weeks ago, and we're ending it tonight, and the whole idea was hashtag team, right? It's this whole idea of team, and we talked the first week about we is greater than me, right? We is greater than me, and talked about, you know, dream up your biggest dream, whatever it is, whether it's in the future or whether it's like next week, whatever it is, realize that you can't accomplish it without others. You can't accomplish it by yourself. There's no way that you can do it. And then we talked about last week about geese and the flying V, right? It's not, they don't just fly in that formation because it's the only letter that they can figure out. They're like, how do we make an A? I don't understand, right? And so they fly in the V formation because they actually fly 70% farther than they could by themselves. And we talked about how when they fly, remember I did a little diagram on aerodynamics, when they put their wings down, when they flap their wings, the air goes down and then it comes back up and it actually brings lift to the goose behind them. And so as the air goes down, it comes up and so it increases their flight distance. And we talked about who are you bringing lift to? Who in your life are you bringing lift to that you're saying, hey, let's do this together? And our tagline was, alone we can go fast, but together we can go far. And so that was the whole idea that we were talking about, that said, hey, let's do this as a team, because it's not just about achieving your goal. It's not just about me trying to do, oh, I need to get my friends to church. Oh, I need to get my family saved. No, it's about coming together as a team and saying, hey, I want to see your friends get saved. I want to see your family get to know Jesus. I want to see your neighbors become radical Christians. I want to see your dreams come true. And that's what this whole idea of a team is, right? That's what we're trying to talk about. And if we're going to be a part of a team, that means we have to be committed. That means we have to be committed to showing up and saying, you know what, I'm not doing this for myself. I don't come on Wednesday night just for myself. I come because the members of my team need me, because they can't achieve their dreams without me. Because people in my school need me to show up to my team on a Wednesday night. The people in my neighborhood need me to show up. Why? Because they need me to achieve what God has created me to achieve. They might not be begging you to show up, but spiritually they're saying, man, I need you to be everything that God created you to be. And so you only can be everything that God created you to be when you're in a team. And so tonight, we're going to talk about the power of a team. And one of the most crucial elements. Tonight we're titling it, Who's Got Your Back, right? And tonight is one of the most powerful elements of your life. And without this element in your team, you will never succeed in anything you do. Ever. Never, ever, ever. Failure. Poop. Thank you. You'll never succeed. See, I think about celebrities that don't have this in their life. Think about Miley Cyrus. I just was talking about, or I heard on the radio about Zac Efron, how he got out of rehab and stuff, and he had to go there. And I think about Britney Spears and Justin Bieber and Christian Bale and Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan. And I think about all these celebrities, all these public figures that didn't have this element in their life. And they failed. They keep falling time and time again. Because the reality is, no matter how high you climb, you're still human. No matter how popular you get, you're still human. No matter what you think that will fill that void, you're still human and you can still fall. If I just read my Bible more, then I'll be perfect. I'll never sin again. No, you can still fall. If I just had all my friends around me, if I just lifted my hands longer in worship, if I just got on the varsity team, then everything would be perfect. No, you could still fall. And this is what that element is. It's called accountability. Accountability. And accountability is being responsible to someone for something. Accountability is simply that, being responsible to someone for something. And with accountability, there always needs to be transparency. And that's the ability to be easily seen through, recognized, or detected. Transparent. I can see through it, right? So with accountability, you need transparency. And the reason we talk about this is because we want to create an atmosphere of accountability and transparency in these team huddles that we have started implementing, right? You guys have been a part of the huddles, and now last week we started doing them a little bit differently with sponsors and made them a little more organized and stuff. And the reason we do that is because we want accountability and transparency to be the culture of our youth group. And so it takes time, it takes effort, it takes energy, and it takes commitment. And it's going to take a while. It's not going to be something that just happens overnight. See, I believe Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 through 10, it says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other, but woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. So you guys have heard me talk about before how in high school I suffered with depression. Depression to the point of where I started having suicidal thoughts. Depression to the point where I started thinking, man, no one really cares about me. What would happen if I just didn't exist anymore? Thankfully, though, I had some friends that caught that. They're like, hey, what's going on? They didn't know the thoughts that I was having. They just noticed a change in behavior. And they're like, what's happening? And thankfully, they lived out this verse. And when they saw me fall, they were saying, hey, man, don't believe in those lies. Man, I don't know what you're thinking, but it's untrue. You would be missed. You're not alone. You are loved. And thankfully, they took the time and said, you know what? Hey, let's do this thing called life together. Because without them, I don't know if I would even be here, kind of thing, right? And so we need one another. And we all grow through tough times, right? Everyone, the person next to you is dealing with something, right? And Josh is looking over, yeah, you're dealing with some body odor, you stink, right? No, but it's one of these things that we all deal with something on some level, whether we recognize it or not. It's not something to be ashamed of, it's not something to hide, especially. Have you ever had a friend, when you've gone through stuff, a friend that's like, that's awesome, and you're just like, oh man, I just talked to them all night, I vented, and I just let it all out, and man, I don't know where I'd be if they weren't there. They were so awesome. Anyone ever have that? Like, have a friend that you could really vent, you could really feel like you could share yourself with? And see, that right there is the very beginning of what accountability looks like. The problem comes is where we think that that's all that it needs to happen. Like, you feel good after you vent, right? Like, you share, like what I like to call word vomit. It's just like, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like all out. It's like, oh, I feel so much better, thank you. And then you just walk away. You're like, hey, it's going to be great now. You know, I just had this awesome session where I was talking to my friend like for 3 hours. It was great, right? But the problem is that's what happens to a lot of these celebrities too. They have this, they go to the psychiatrist, they go to these rehabs, and they vent and vent and vent, and they talk about all their issues, and they let it all out. But then they think that's it. And they're merely just sticking a Band-Aid on cancer. And what's happening is they don't realize that what they're dealing with is spreading slowly throughout their body, throughout their thoughts, throughout everything that they're thinking through. And it starts to fester and it gets infected. See, accountability, if this is how accountability must happen if we're ever going to be all that we can be, right? This line right here. It starts with conversation and it ends with cooperation. It starts with conversation. It starts with saying, hey, what's going on? You wouldn't believe what she said to me. He said to me what my parents did. Oh my goodness, you know, I've been struggling with this. I went to this party. I did this thing. I cussed out my dad, my mom, or whatever. It starts with a conversation. Right? And that conversation is kind of two-tiered, right? It starts with a behavior accountability, which is basically admitting to someone your hang-ups and your mess-ups. Saying, guess, man, you wouldn't, I screwed up. This weekend, I went out, did something I shouldn't do. Oh man, I screwed up. I got online, I looked at something I shouldn't have. Oh man, I went and I said something I shouldn't have. You know, I got with this group of friends, I did something I shouldn't have. oh, man, and you're admitting that you have issues. You know, you admit that you have issues with respect or cussing or whatever it might be. And then there's the second step. See, a lot of people just stop at that. Some people go on to the second step, and often you go to counseling or anything like that, and they start to pry open the second step of conversation. It's motivational accountability, right? It's being honest about why you are having those issues, right? It's not just about, man, I can't believe I cussed my parents out. Well, why did you cuss your parents out? Why did you even feel like those words should come up? Because you don't have positive influence in your life, because you're not looking at correct role models, and you don't have this correct relationship with them. You kind of view them on this other level. Or why do you feel like you need to say those things around those sorts of people, or not talk about a certain way around certain other people? Why do you feel like you have to do that? Is it because you want to be accepted, or is it because you're just trying to feel loved? You're trying to feel happy, right? You just want to do whatever feels good, right? It's getting past the what you did and getting to the why did you do it? Why did you feel like you had to do that, right? And often we're not even aware of what's really going on. And see, here's the thing. People see stuff in us. You ever see somebody and you like come up to them and tell them, be like, what is happening? And they're like, what? What are you talking about? It's like they have no idea. Like what you see is completely different than what they think. I've had that so many times. People come up to me and are you okay? A lot of times this happens when I'm hungry. Aaron Fall and I talk about this. It's called hangry. Right? I get angry when I'm hungry, and I don't realize it, but they're like, my wife will come up, hey, Donnie, how's it going? It's fine! Stop talking to me! Where's dinner? I'm starving. Okay. Are you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. Why wouldn't I be happy? I love life right now. Okay. So it's one of those things that sometimes you don't always see it, but other people do. Right? And so here's the thing. This is what accountability is like. And what we're talking about is not just how to be accountable, how to have others keep you accountable, but how to keep others accountable. So it kind of goes two ways. But accountability is simply walking in when a lot of people walk away. When I'm hangry, a lot of people are like, okay, awkward. Like, don't talk to that guy, right? And Lauren's like, hey, maybe you should have an attitude check. What do you mean attitude check? I love you. Shut up. Okay. Right? But sometimes that's what it means. And see, we need to have people that ask us the tough questions, and we need to often be that friend to others that ask the tough questions. Because if you're anything like me, you see that in your friend, and you're kind of like, I don't really want to talk to them right now. Like, it's okay, I don't want to go there. And it's like, man, they need you to go there. Because no one else in their life is really going there for them. And so they need you to ask those tough questions. See, Hebrews 3:13, it says, but exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. This requires hard questioning. This requires you going out of your way and asking those hard questions about, hey, are you still fascinated with God and the gospel? Man, are you still loving being a Christian? Because often, sometimes, you know, we ask that and people are like, I just do a Christian thing just because that's what I know I'm supposed to do. It's asking the tough question, why are you even a Christian, man? Are you still loving God with everything that's within you? You know, are you still going after it? You know, what do you find yourself daydreaming about or fantasizing about? Or, you know, what do you desire more than anything? Asking those tough questions because, man, you get to thinking, what do I desire more than anything? You know, what's the first thing that you think of when you wake up, or the last thing that you listen to when you go to sleep? Man, those are tough questions to answer. And those are the questions that we need each other to ask of us, and we need to ask other people. But again, so many people just stop there. They go to the psychiatrist, they ask the questions, they figure out that they have mommy or daddy issues. Oh, that must be what it was. When I was a child, I had issues with my parents, or no one loved me, and so I'm dealing with that. That's why I act out like this. And those tough questions might be asked, and transparency might be made a little bit, but admitting to it and confessing it is just the beginning. See, the reason is so many accountability groups fail. Has anyone ever been a part of what they call accountability group? Yeah, a couple? Okay. So accountability group, you get a couple friends. I've been a part of like tons. And it's like, Why? Because they all start failing, and it's like, okay, well, this didn't work, so I go to the next one. You want to know why they fail? It's because you get in a group. It's like, all right, guys, let's huddle up. So how'd you do this weekend? You do okay? Man, I can't believe I went too far with my girlfriend again, or you know, I went drinking, and or I was looking at this stuff I shouldn't be looking at online, and oh, man, that stinks. Hey, you know what? God doesn't judge you. I'm not going to judge you. Hey, God loves us. He has a plan for us, right? Right. All right, let's just try to do better for next week. Okay. And then we go. Next week comes. Hey, how'd it go? Man, I just failed again. I just can't believe. And it goes on and on and on and on. It's like, I feel like this is just like a cry fest. Like, oh, man, I just screwed up again, 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 again. But see, it's not just about hearing about someone venting, and it's not just about asking questions, but it's about walking through the trials with them. See, this next step, right? The beginning is conversation. The ending is cooperation, right? So the next step is cooperation, which is this whole idea of coming together to accomplish something. Hebrews 10, verse 23 through 25, it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." So that term, stir up, you know what it means to motivate, means to urge, to spur on to the extreme. You know, that language is actually meaning to provoke or irritate. How many of you guys ever have, like, irritating people in your life, right? Yeah, irritating people. This word's not talking about, like, irritating. This word, stir up, you know, it's talking about, in the way that they irritate is not like, oh my gosh, I hate you, just go away from me. It's not talking about pushing people away, right? This sort of irritating isn't that. This sort of irritating is when you have people that stir up something in you, it's that irritation of, man, I've screwed up and I need to do better at this. And not just oh, I need to do better, but hey, you know what? How about, you know, yeah, you're struggling with self-identity issues. Man, you're struggling with depression. Hey, why don't you come out with me this Friday? And hey, let's go to a soup kitchen and do that. Hey, why don't you come with me and not just come with me. I'm going to pick you up and let's go out to eat. And then maybe we could go out to a worship night or maybe we could go to church afterwards or maybe we could do this. Or hey, why don't you come over and let's have a few friends and let's just go to a movie tonight and let's just hang out. You don't need to be by yourself or hey, you don't need to go to that party. And it's like, shut up. You're so irritating, right? It's that whole idea of trying to be, of trying to say, hey, let's not just talk about it, but let's actually do something about it. Let's actually do this thing together, right? It's provoking people. It isn't pushing them away, but it's pushing them towards love and to good work. It's pushing them towards a relationship with God that's incredible because it's not about the habits, right? We're not trying to change the behaviors because that'll happen when we change the heart. And so it's not about trying to, hey, you need to stop doing that. You need to stop doing, looking at that, saying those things, you know, being mean to your brother. Stop doing that. No, it's not about stopping doing that habit. It's about changing your heart to say, hey, let's actually go out of our way and let's take our brother to Dairy Queen and like buy him the biggest shake there. And hey, let's go hang out with our sister. Hey, let's go hang out with this person. Hey, let's go buy our mom or dad flowers. Hey, let's go do this and not just talk about it, but actually do it. Let's provoke something. Let's provoke each other to love, to good works. The second part, right? It says, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. And then it says, not neglecting to meet together, but encouraging one another, right? So the second part is to encourage. And this term is discussing coming alongside of each other. And a lot of times we think encouragement. Oh, hey, you look super today. Are you wearing cologne? You look awesome. I love what you did with your hair. That dress is awesome, right? It's not just those. It's not just words. And this is another extreme word that they're using, or extreme tense that it's using. Is not just saying, hey, just make sure you're nice to people. No, it's saying go the extra mile. And it's talking about, it's not just about words, but it's about coming alongside of them in battle. Like coming alongside of them and saying, hey, we're going to do this life together. I'm going to stand right next to you and do this thing together. right? See, the Romans back in the day, and has anyone ever seen the movie 300? Probably not, since it's like, okay, some of you. Okay, so I don't necessarily encourage you to go see the movie, but they have a visual of what it's called a phalanx, right? And this is how the Romans actually do war. Because when they are soldiers, they're trained that, guess what? You're not protecting yourself. And so when they have their shield out, and if you could see it, their shield is actually covering the person to their left. And so when they lift up their shield and they get in this, their shield is actually covering the person to their left. And so they're relying on the person to their right to cover them. And so all of a sudden, it's this word of encouragement saying, hey, you come alongside of one another and you put up the shield and I'm going to shield you and this person next to me is going to shield me, and together we are going to accomplish this thing. We're going to get through these trials. We're going to get through these tough times. I'm not just going to say, well, man, I'll be praying for you. I hope that gets better with your friend or your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever it might be. I hope that gets better. No, you're going to come alongside them and say, hey, let's do this together. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Hey, let's go hang out. Let's pray about this. Hey, let's go talk to your parents. Hey, let's go hang out with your friends. Let's go do this thing together. We're not just going to say something. We're actually going to do it. We're going to spur each other on, and we're going to encourage one another and say, hey, we can do this. I love that line. As we fight as a single impenetrable unit. This is the source of our strength. Each Spartan protects the man on his left from thigh to neck with his shield. A single weak spot, and the phalanx shatters. And it's all about protecting each other and saying, I'm coming alongside of you, and we're going to do this together. I'm not going to leave you out alone. And so many times we feel like we're just doing this life alone. But I'm telling you, that's why this whole culture that we're trying to create here at Youth Group is all about, hey, let's do this team thing, right? Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens, and this way you'll fulfill the law of Christ. Carry each other's burdens. So often, though, one, we don't surround ourselves with people to say, hey, can you help me with this? And two, if we do surround ourselves, often we're the ones saying, good luck. We're the ones saying, hey, you know, I'll be praying. And we're not coming alongside and saying, hey, let's do this. I want to help carry this burden with you. Because it's tough. It takes work. It takes transparency. But this is what accountability really is. If you ever want to achieve anything in this life, you have to be accountable. You have to set up people to be accountable with. And you're saying, well, you know, I might be graduating soon. I just got a year or two left. What is this really going to do? But guess what? If you learn how to do this now, this is something that you take into the rest of your life. I've had to learn how to do this through high school, through college. I still have buddies that will call me up and call me out on the carpet and say, what are you doing? I still have people that we might be miles apart. They live in Texas or Seattle, Nashville. I live here. We still call each other up and say, and what I call, we take a heart check. You know, how's your pulse? Are you still alive? Are you still going after God with everything? It takes effort, but we're saying you're not going through this alone. See, it's about living life together. It goes beyond just meeting in these huddles that we've set up. It goes beyond just meeting with these huddles once a week. It's about developing relationships, right? If I'm going to be committed to seeing you achieve all that God's created you for, then I got to develop a relationship to do this. I'm going to ask you the tough questions. I'm going to show up to these huddles and going to be here for you, because this youth group's called to be a community. It's called to be a team, right? And a team that speaks life into one another. And accountability is not just about trying to be good and not mess up. And that's why so many people keep failing, because it's like all about the habits, but it's not. That's not what accountability is like. That's what it's not about. It starts with that conversation about your habits and your hang-ups and your mess-ups. But our drive and our focus as a team should be always to love Jesus and love others. It's about living the life you're created for, and about seeing you live the life that you're created for, about seeing you live the life you're created for. And we come alongside each other and say, I want to see you live the life that God created you to live, and not sell out. Because it starts with a conversation and it ends with cooperation. So tonight, we're going to meet in our huddles here in a second. And we're going to talk through some of this. But not only that, but there's an opportunity for us to speak some life into a school that's just down the street, Heritage Middle School, and to speak some life into the faculty and staff. And we have this opportunity to actually write letters, little notes to them and say, hey, you know what? You guys are doing awesome. Thank you so much for all the time and energy that you've put in. I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you and that God loves you. And you just sign, you know, in Jesus Christ, you sign your name. We're not trying to get them to come to our church. We're not trying to do anything. We just want to let them know that, hey, we're praying for you. And we simply are going to write a word of encouragement for them. And this is the reason why we're going to do it in our huddles, is because I strongly believe that when we it's not just about inward focus. It's not just about how do I get better, about how do we get better, but it's about, as a team, what can we do to make a difference in the world around us? As a team, what can we do to impact the community? Right? All right, let's pray real fast. Dear God, I thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for who you have created us to be. God, that alone we can do only so much, but together we can do so much more. And Lord, I pray that we would understand that this concept of team, it falls apart if we don't have any accountability in it. And Lord, it starts with a conversation. It starts with asking hard questions. It starts with being honest about saying, hey, I've screwed up this week. I've screwed up with some of the stuff. It starts with saying, why don't we pursue God with everything that's within us? Why do we have this issue of really following after Jesus with all of our heart? But then it goes beyond that and says, it's not just about the conversation, but it says, how can we help you walk through this? How do we help walk through this together? How do we hold up the shield so that the person next to us is guarded? Because that's what you have called us to do, is help guard the person next to us. And we have to trust and believe that you are bringing about people to help guard and protect us. Lord, I pray that as we go through this process, Lord, that you would open our eyes, that the ultimate goal is to have a relationship of trust built with you, Father God. But we know that you have created us for so much more than what we have right now, that we can only accomplish it with the people that you've placed around us, that the people that are in this room, you've put here for a reason to help spur us on. And so, Lord, I pray that we would take advantage of that, that we would make the most of this opportunity. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to this message from Reality Student Ministries. Our hope is that you've learned a little bit more of who God is and who He has called you to be. For information on how you can get connected to our student ministry, be sure to check us out online at reality.painesvilleag.com or like our Facebook page at RSM. Now get out there and have an incredible day.